Mrs. Lillian Belding Thompson was born in Chance Harbor, daughter of Captain and Mrs. Jesse Belding, and is a fourth generation of Chance Harbor's first settler, Daniel Belding, a United Empire Loyalist. She married Ernest Thompson of Round Meadows in 1917 and came to live in Dipper Harbor. Mrs. Thompson, the narrator, is going to tell about her memories of the past. The interviewer is Ethel Thompson. The date is May 13, 1976. How old are you, Graham?
I'm 81 years old.
What day is your birthday?
In January the 31st.
And where were you born?
I was born in Chance Harbor.
And your father?
My father was Jesse L. Belding.
And your mother?
Was Mary Sherwood Belding.
How many was in your family?
Six. Four girls and two boys.
What are the first things you remember, Graham? What was living like? What were people doing to earn a living and things like that?
Well, the men were all fishermen, or that was their main occupation. My father was captain of a small vessel, and he made his living by freighting.
Was it a two-master or a one-master, Graham?
A two-masted vessel.
You remember the name of some of them, do you?
The one was the Arthur, and the one was the Kedron, and the last vessel we had, two-masted vessel, was the Water Sea.
And where did your mother come from?
My mother was born in Prince Wales.
Her name?
Was Mary Sherwood.
Your father had a home ready for her when she came, did he? Or?
It was under construction, and they boarded it for a few months before they moved in their home.
And what year was the home built, or what year did they move in?
I just don't remember the day.
I believe your brother William was a baby.
Yeah, he was born in the home.
He was the first child in the family.
Yes.
Do you remember what your Uncle Winslow did?
He was a carpenter, a boat builder.
Where did he build his boats?
He had a building, especially built for building boats.
And some of them were farmers. I believe there were six boys in the family. Was David?
I think there was
seven. One was drowned?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. William.
Is that right?
Yes.
Was he an older man or a young man when he was drowned?
He was quite a young man when he was drowned.
Now, could you tell me more about what your father did? He had a fish shed, too, I believe.
He was a fish buyer. Bought and cured fish.
Was his shed down on what they call Belding's? They called it Belding's Creek at that time, did they?
No, his Bark was built in Chance Harbor, corner of Chance Harbor Beach. And he cured fish. He sold some of them fresh, and others were salted for a period of time and dried and were sold in St. John for West Indies trade.
There was a customs there for clearing of vessels?
Yes.
Who operated that?
Dave Thompson.
And do you remember the post office? I suppose there was one.
The post office was at the same place.
And what was the lands and countryside like? Were there many birds and trees?
It hasn't really changed much over the years.
Can you remember many of the people that lived there when you grew up and what they did and the school?
They all built nice homes, large homes.
Did you go to school in Chance Harbor?
Yes. I walked a mile to the school.
Did you like your teachers?
Yes.
You liked going to school, I suppose. Did you?
Yes. The school house that I went to school in was burned when I was 16 years old.
Was it in the same place as the present one?
No. It was a mile from the village.
I believe that must have been at the Cold Spring.
Yes.
Can you remember the first church, or was it built?
The first church was built. I would say 86 years ago.
And was the parsonage built at the same time?
No, it was built later.
Was the attendance at church good?
Much better than it is today.
Did you work after you left school?
For a short time.
In St. John, was it?
In St. John.
In a fruit store, was it?
Yes, in a fruit and candy store. T.J. Phillips.
And then you married Ernest Thompson of Round Meadows, and he built you a home in Dipper Harbor.
Yes.
And you came here?
1917.
And what were things like in Dipper Harbor? Was the old Colonel Anderson house here?
Yes. It was over 100 years old. And it had many antiques in it. And they used to hold suppers.
Who did? Who held the suppers?
I think it was their church.
That would be the Catholic Church?
Yes.
They had taken it over, then the Divines had it, did they? Or
yes.
Their people?
Yes. Right.
And what was it like inside?
It had fireplaces, and it was very nice. It was she the opera, they call it the wainscoting, isn't it? With marble, squares of marble with designs of birds, color, very colorful birds, and different objects on them, like roosters and with colorful feathers and made in the marble, you know. It was really pretty, and they had mantle pieces of good wood. And of course, it was deteriorating a lot at that time. And the original owners had gone. But it was rented each summer while it lasted.
And what was the outside of it like, Graham?
Well, it was a big old-fashioned mansion of a house, but it had deteriorated a lot when I came here. Yes.
Were many of the homes here then? How many were down this road? Would O'Donnell's be here at that time?
Yes, Boyle's and O'Donnell's and Devine's.
Eddie Thompson?
Yes.
Was the Catholic Church here when you came? It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
And was this a fishing community or a fishing village like Chance Harbor?
Yes, it was a fishing village, and there was two fish dams here. Elliot's from Tiverton, N.S. operated at made employment for some of the men around here, and O'Donnell's fish dam, James O'Donnell.
And were the boats quite small that went fishing?
Yes, they were.
And did they go under sail?
Mostly.
Yes. Yes, the engines came later, didn't
they? Yes.
And your husband was a fisherman. And then
yes,
he started a fish stand in later years, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember what year he started his?
Well, I would say around 1939.
Yes. Do you remember the Depression?
Yes, I was married in the years of Depression.
And they were difficult years, I would
think. Yes, very.
Did you ever keep a cow?
No.
But other neighbors did.
Yes. Yes.
Well, what did people do for food, to provide food during the Depression? Or just did with less?
Well, some of the people had small gardens, which helped.
And there's always a fish, I suppose.
Yes. Yes, there was plenty of fish. And three of my family were in the armed services.
Now, what about social life? Did you get out very much?
No, there was very little social life.
Did you get to St. John very often?
No. I was, at one time, my family was small. It was 6 years. I never was in St. John.
Did you order through the catalogs then, or how did you get the necessities?
Well, the catalogs were a source of buying.
Yes. And then I suppose sometimes relatives would pick things up. And
oh, yes. Yes. And there was, for a couple of years, that we had bus service to St. John. Oh. Things have sort of gone back instead of ahead.
What years did you have bus service? Was that before the war?
No, it's after the war. We had bus service here in, in the 1920s.
After the First World War, I was meaning the Second. I should have clarified that. Were the roads good?
Very narrow. But they were passable.
Do you feel there has been much change in the people or their ways since over the years?
No, I can't say that there's been a big change at all. Of course, when I came to River Harbor, it was the days of oil lamps and wood stoves.
Did you regret to see them go?
Well, I don't think there's anything as nice as a wood fire.
You still enjoy it occasionally?
Yes.
And you made all your own bread, your own cooking?
Yes, and I still do.
You do? It tastes better.
In years gone by, we used to have a steamer, a small steamer, the Connor brothers, that called in on her way from down shore and took passengers and freight from the breakwater here. And then called in with freight for the store. And in winter time, when the weather was so that people couldn't get around, they got their mail once a week on the Connor Brothers. And the post office we had then was at Mrs. Thompson, Mrs. George Thompson's, and we could mail our letters there once a week, and that was taken to St. John by boat. There was times that was the only way we had of getting our mail in the hard winters. We had no snow plows or anything to keep the roads open. So we got our mail that way.
Did the Connors brothers like kerosene for lamps and things too, or how did you get it?
Well, the shoreline ran at that time to Musquash, and people got that, but they did most of their traveling by Connor Brothers. They came from down shore in Charlotte County and traveled to the city by boat.
And then how did they move the freight off the wharf? Did they have horses?
Yes. Mr. O'Donnell, who kept a horse, He delivered groceries to people as far as Chance Harbor. In those days, they bought their flour in barrels and their sugar by 100 pounds and lard by pail, 20-pound pails, wooden pails.
Do you remember any boat wrecks or anything like that?
Yes, I remember boats that were lost. There was Nellie Eaton come out across the bay on April 1st, but I just don't remember the year.
Was it loaded?
No, it came over for freight. It had just a small cargo, and there was a man lost. She went ashore on the rocks, and there was a man drowned.
Then there's a Vilna Bay.
Then there was a Vilna Bay lost in a snowstorm coming into the harbor. And that was in the spring of the year, a freak snowstorm. And the man laid it ashore from where it went ashore on the rocks. And I remember well two of the men coming to the door, dripping with water and black with coal dust. And we housed them for a night, gave them something to eat, and kept them overnight. And my husband and son drove them to St. John the next day. Telephone lines were down, and they had no way of communication. The men belonged to Nova Scotia. The captain stayed down the road with a Boyle family. And my husband and son, as I say, drove them to St. John. And the road was so bad that it took them 4 hours to get to St. John. Ordinarily, they could go in an hour. And there were cars off the road everywhere. So they helped to haul on different cars that came through from the States, and things were so in such a condition that they needed help.
And you managed to find them a change of clothing?
Yes, fitted them out with clothing. The shipwreck man.
Yes.
And they put them aboard the boat going to Nova Scotia.
What about women in those days, Graham? How did they dress and look, and were they conscious of style, and did they make their own clothes?
Well, they made clothing, and there was people who sewed for a living, dressmakers. And they were conscious of their dress in that day, the same as they are today.
And you had your hair cut or bobbed, was it called then?
Yes, in later years I had my hair, what they call the boyish bob.
That must have been quite a change from wearing long hair.
Yes, a lot easier.
What do you remember about Mrs. Frank Campbell keeping the post office?
Well, she kept the post office for $35 a year.